This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The White House is rolling out plans for the vaccination of millions of children as young as five against COVID. It expects the Pfizer shot to be authorized for children that young within weeks. White House COVID Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says they are ready to distribute millions of children's vaccine doses the first week they're approved.
If authorized, Pfizer's vaccine for kids ages 5 through 11 will make an additional 28 million Americans eligible for vaccination. This will move us further along on our path out of this pandemic.
The White House says kids as young as five would be able to get a COVID shot at their pediatrician's office or a pharmacy, for example. New York City will now require city workers to be vaccinated against COVID, or they'll have to go on unpaid leave. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
The mandate affecting the nation's largest police department and more than 100,000 other city workers carries a November 1st deadline for getting the first vaccine dose. Guards at Rikers Island will be subject to the mandate December 1st. Of the workers affected, 71% have already received at least one dose, according to the city. Mayor de Blasio says workers who get their first shot by October 29th at a city-run vaccine site will get $500. He'd been waiting the mandate after instituting one for public school teachers. This also sets up a potential showdown with unions who said they'd oppose a vaccine mandate. I'm Julie Walker.
The House votes tomorrow on whether to hold longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon in contempt. A House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection says he is in contempt for defying a subpoena. A teenager in Hollywood, Florida says he was trying to kill himself when he shot and killed a police officer who was struggling with him, according to his arrest warrant. This is AP News. Federal health officials are rethinking their approach to controlling salmonella in poultry plants.
The USDA says while levels of salmonella contamination found in poultry plants in recent years has been reduced, that has not translated into a significant reduction in the estimated 1.3 million salmonella illnesses reported each year. So the agency wants to set up pilot projects that focus more on the strains of salmonella that cause the most illnesses. They're also looking at steps farmers can take to reduce the bacteria before chickens and turkeys are slaughtered, like using more vaccinations, adding probiotics to feed, and doing more to ensure that birds' bedding, food, and water remain clean. I'm Shelley Antler.
Queen Elizabeth has turned down an honor from a British magazine, Oldie of the Year. The palace says she believes you're as old as you feel, so she doesn't think she meets the criteria for the Oldie Award. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.